now a bow.
And a curtsy.
To someone we consider NPR royalty. We'll do it with our feature.
First Mention.
First Mention is our chance to pinpoint the moment NPR listeners heard a name, a voice, or a subject on air for the very first time.
April 5th, 1971, 45 years ago today, founding mother Susan Stamberg started work at National Public Radio.
She worked behind the scenes. Her job was to prepare other people's reports.
From National Public Radio in Washington, I'm Robert Conley with All Things Considered.
Susan Stamberg's unmistakable voice didn't appear on our air until June 30th, 1971.
It was during an interview with Philip Hirschkopf, a lawyer. He was involved in defending thousands of people who were arrested earlier that spring during an anti-war protest. Here's All Things Considered's first host, Robert Connolly, introducing Susan's piece.
Susan Stamberg went over to talk to Philip Hirschkopf, and her first question to him was about how many of those 13,400 youngsters arrested were his clients?
Probably all of them. A number of
Okay, so where's Susan? Oh, she's there, listening intently.
We're charged with unlawful entry.
The D.C. Corporation Counsel, C. Francis Murphy, dropped something like 2,500 cases. And so far there have been 10, haven't there, people who've been convicted?
Yes.
What's the present situation then?
That's her, Susan Stamberg, 31 years old, making her on-air NPR debut.
But her really big moment at NPR happened almost a year later, when she became host of this program on March 1st, 1972.
From National Public Radio in Washington, I'm Susan Stamberg with All Things Considered.
With that, Susan Stamberg made history as the first woman to anchor a national nightly news broadcast in the United States.
Here's to you, Ms. Stamberg. Happy 45th anniversary at NPR.
Tonight on All Things Considered, supporters of George Wallace discuss the reasons for their support. Also tonight, a conversation with an electronic music virtuoso. Two black